Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? All right. I know. I screwed up. It's my fault today. It's not my stupid producer who's back there choking himself on freaking boxes of donuts at a time. You know, one at a time is sufficient. This guy shoves a whole frickin' box down his gullet. Anyway, it's my bad. I forgot to open up the chat room today. So, we're going to give this a shot and see if I can't screw this up and disconnect everybody. So, we're going to try this. We'll open it up right now. If there's anybody listening, bear with me. It's my fault. What the hell? All right, let's do this. Let's do that. Waiting for this thing to come on. Hello, hello. Wakey, wakey time. Come on. Here we are. Here we are. All right. Start a live chat. Let's see if this will work. Up, that up, that up, that up, that up. All right. Looks like we've got something going on here. All right. We got to get going here today. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. Believe me, there's lots of them out here. And they're all from the federal government. The Bureau of Land Management. So let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All righty, all righty. So it looks like we got to zip this down here right now. Okay, so if you are listening, I guess you got to go back out and sign back in again. I don't know. Who the hell knows? But real brief here before we get going. Latest on Justina Pelletier. Well, I worked again last night, was on the phone with God and everybody. Basically, we're coming up with not very much information. We can't seem to find out exactly who got this particular grant, where the grant came from, this, that. There's a lot of stuff going on, and we're trying to uncover this. Of this particular psychologist gets this grant from the federal government for somatoform. and they need test subjects. Well, if they don't have enough, well, they don't get the grant. So how they get the grant is they start recruiting subjects that they determine. And, well, we don't really exactly have the information, but I'm just giving out how the evidence points, my take on it. Now, I'm not accusing them because I don't have the actual information. But the information that I do have looks this particular way. So I am not a true reporter. I am not actually reporting the actual news. I'm reporting me. On this show, you get 2 hours of unbridled me. I can't be anybody else but me. So you get me. So this is simply my take. Whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know. I'm not saying that I am. I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm just saying how the evidence looks to me. It looks like in order for this psychologist broad to keep her paychecks coming in from you, the taxpayer, she's given kickbacks to this doctor who's 7 months out of medical school. 7 months out of anything. I mean, how the hell can you turn this person down who was referred to a specific doctor who's probably a lot older than this punk and been a doctor for a long time? And as a matter of fact, this particular doctor that they were referred to already treated Justina previously. So they kind of had a little bit of a history. So why would this 7-month medical school knucklehead all of a sudden decide, well, no, you can't have that patient. That doctor can't have your daughter. That you are now my patient. And the mother and father naturally said, whoa, slow down here, slick. No. We're going to go to this particular doctor here. But see, she came into the emergency room because she came in by ambulance. See, this is, are there procedures and are there protocols in any kind of business of any kind of anything? Yeah. But what they don't put in these protocols is common frickin' sense. You don't have to. Supposed to just have it. And if you don't have it, you do not have any business whatsoever being in a position of authority. A person who actually makes decisions. You don't have that right. You're an idiot. People like you do not need to be making decisions because you're incompetent. If you don't have any common sense, you cannot possibly be competent. Hello? Well, this is what's happening here now. So this tells me this is devious. This is deliberate. So now, because he's the so-called resident in the emergency room, where all doctors, they got to go there, you know, when they get out of medical school, they got to spend, what is it, a couple years in the ER for, or whatever the hell it is, I don't know. I was in theater with a podiatrist, a foot doctor. And he told me that he had to go through, you know, his residency in the ER for 2 years. So I guess that's what it is. But this guy, because she came in on a wheelchair, they had to take her She came in by the ambulance. They had to take her into the emergency room. Well, at the emergency room, here's this resident, and he says, well, because she came in this way, she's my patient. Well, what's happening here, if I could ever get to it, shut up, is the psychiatrist, good God, broken left-handed tongue at it again. Good morning. This is a great day today. Oh, unbelievable. Let me see if I can spit this out now, eventually. The doctor takes the psychologist is out there recruiting doctors to give a kickback so she can get her little test subjects because she doesn't have any. There's not enough to actually do the survey. So what it appears to me is she's given a couple of little bones to the old doctor there, and he just kidnaps these children and then takes them away from their parents, making them sign a form that I never even knew existed. Why that even exists, I don't know. Makes no sense to me. Why that would be even a legal form, I don't know, but the form is that you have to sign this saying that you are not to seek a second opinion. Why would that form even exist? Well, evidently it does, and they refuse to sign it. So this guy gets himself all toughy. He sees nothing but dollar signs here. Starts popping an attitude 7 months out of medical school. Calls in this psychologist, the one that's getting the grant. I mean, coinky dink? I think not. This is deliberate. So she comes in, 25 minutes, diagnose her with this somatoform that evidently takes months or even years to actually determine, and she doesn't even show the symptoms. So this tells me, one, that this is kidnapping children to use as lab rats. They're doing testing, so this woman can make a living off of you, the taxpayer, to conduct tests. They are test subjects. Well, she's not getting the medical care that she needs for the symptoms that she has. She's been incorrectly diagnosed. Anyway, we all know the story, but this is just sick and twisted stuff, and this is just one. This is just one. How many more are there? You cannot convince me that this isn't happening in all 50 states. But in any event, we've got to move on here. We've got some more very evil people kidnapping cows. Unbelievable what the hell's going on there in Nevada. Harry Reid, where are you? Huh? Oh, yeah. Too busy making a speech. Sending a tweet. But before we move on here, make sure that you get down there this Sunday if you can. It's in Framingham, Massachusetts. Going to be protests every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. starting this Sunday. Come down there if you can. I'm going to do everything I can to try to do a live broadcast from down there. Very difficult for me to get down there, but if I can find a way, I'm going to get there. So in any event, meanwhile, back down at the Bundy Ranch, which is the scuttlebutt of the day here, I mean, what, 200 armed federal agents? Well, we've got a couple of clips here of what was going on down at that. I would love to do a broadcast from there. I'd be sure to get arrested. Good. I'll have it on live stream. I mean, this is too much. I mean, this is the Bureau of Land Management. They're like the EPA. Okay, you manage the land. If you need law enforcement, well, you call in law enforcement. That's what law enforcement does. Why does every government agency have to be equipped with firearms? They won't let you have a goddamn firearm. That's because they want them. What the hell is this? I'm sorry, but if you people out there, I know you don't like guns. Okay, fine, you don't like the sons of bitches. Don't buy one. Understand why the Second Amendment's in the Constitution before you criticize it. That's all I'm saying. But if you don't want one, don't buy one. But the problem is the government now is in fear. Because people want to keep their guns because they have a constitutional right. And this has been going on for a long, long time. This is not something new that just piled up with Obama. Yes, Obama put it in overdrive. But this has been brewing for a very long time in our country. If there's ever a time for the Second Amendment, right now is if it's not right there, if it's not already deep in it, it's like just that much more. I mean, it's right there at the line, man. It's coming close. Dangerously close. I'd like to see that we don't. But with this kind of stuff, why these government agencies have all these equipments? They got tanks, they got freaking helicopters, machine guns, tasers, dogs. I mean, what, for these protesters? And not one protester had a gun. And there wasn't that many of them. I mean, I think there was probably, maybe 50? They were family members and they were neighbors and friends. They're out in the freaking country. There's not that many people that live there, but the people that do live there were there. They weren't creating a disturbance. They were voicing their First Amendment right to say, you guys are wrong. Go away. They have that right. I'm sorry there, BLM officer. They're standing there with the dogs and the tasering people. They knocked down this woman who's just barely getting over cancer. Cut her pants all up, bruise her knee. They have no business doing that. They tasered one of the Bundy's sons, arrested him again, I think. I don't know if they arrested him or not, but they tasered him. And I guess somebody, the family members pulled out whatever was stuck into, you know, they pulled him out of the way so he wouldn't go unconscious. I mean, these guys are crazy. This isn't America. These are frickin' cows that have been grazing on this land since the 19th century. They're cows. People eat them. You eat them. These officers, how are you going to get your meat, huh? What you put on your table every night, you jackass, comes from those cows. The milk you drink, you idiot, comes from cows. These are cows. All because of a turtle? See, this is the EPA in the 70s. This is what these people do. They only see one thing. They don't see the whole picture. They just see what's on top. Okay, up on top, you want to save the tortoise. Stupid turtle. There's ways to save the goddamn turtle. You don't need to punish somebody else because of a goddamn turtle that can be saved in another way. And if you don't know that other way, why are you even working in the EPA in the first frickin' place? That doesn't make any sense. But here we are, and we voted for it. Not once, but twice. Didn't you see this stuff the first term? I did. I saw this stuff a long time ago. Remember Janet Reno? What the hell was that all about in Waco? I'm sorry, I didn't particularly care for that one at all. I was not pleased with that at all. That was overkill. That was ridiculous. Here they go. Now, if these, it was a freak show religious cult group, fine. Commune, whatever. Who cares? If these people like the way they're living, they're not bothering anybody else, what the hell difference does it make? Seriously. I don't have to subscribe to their way of life. Matter of fact, I can even hate it. But I can't take it away from them. It's not my life. It's their life. Who is the government to determine how you live your life and why? Why would they need to? Okay, they thought they had guns and they thought they had this and they had that. Well, a lot of people have guns. So what? If there were actual evidence of abusing children and raping them and killing them and strangling them and beating them, okay, there's other ways that you could have handled the situation. But what happened was the very children that they claimed they were there to protect all died in a fire. Nobody survived. What the hell was the deal with that? And what that the little Gonzalez kid, I mean, coming in there with those officers? Oh, that was ridiculous. Taking that kid away, scaring the living bejesus out of him. Came in on a freaking raft. You know, some boat came over. I mean, look, if the kid needed to go back to Cuba, there's other ways that you could have done it. You did not need to do it that way. I mean, why didn't you take the whole family that was over here illegally? I mean, I just don't like that government that government show of force like this. This is not what our government is about. This is not why our forefathers went to war with Britain. This is not what we wanted. We did not want the tyranny ourselves. That's not why we fought the British. We didn't want tyranny. That's why we fought the British. This is, look, I mean, this is real stuff here. Taking this man's cattle. Now it looks like they had a set of cowboys or something. We'll get into that a little bit later. But let's get into this first cut here now. And this actually, we got two of them here. There's a whole bunch of stuff that they have up, but I want to give a couple of them here. All right, let's go ahead and play this. And we'll talk about it.
That's fucked up.
Listen to me, come here. Listen to me. You get on the record. I want you to talk to me right now.
Yeah.
Back up, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to tell the American public what you just saw, dude, all right? I want you to tell them. What did you just say?
Enemy aggressors. This is the road I grew up on. This is the road I grew up on. 1359 Riverside Road, Highway 170, Nevada. And I just saw federal agents throw my aunt on the ground. I saw my cousin get tased 3 times. I saw him pull dogs and sick it on a pregnant woman. Right now, just now, it's happening as we speak.
Listen.
Because we had a couple questions. I got hit by multiple vehicles because I wanted a couple questions. They hit me with their mirrors. I got hit with that dump truck. This is America. And they are the aggressors. We're not the aggressors.
Can you believe that? I mean, here they got family members out there. I didn't even see really a whole lot of signs. But they were just standing out there. None of them were armed. I mean, this is ridiculous what the hell they're doing. They're blocking the roads. No one can go. I mean, they've got these people barricaded. They've got snipers on this family 24-7. Can you believe that? You need snipers on this family 24-7? This is does not appear to be a family that is going to pull something like this. This is not, I mean, what the hell? Let's see, Bundy and his supporters insist that the spat had nothing to do with unpaid grades. Oh, that's a tortoise. It's everything to do with out-of-control big government asserting its power over patriotic Americans. Exactly. That's all this is. This is a... look, we may not be in a civil war, but the government is definitely in war with us. We may not be in a war with them, but they are most definitely just like terrorism. Islamic terrorism. We may not be at a war with them, but they're definitely at a war with us. What's going on here? This is a civil war. It's not bloody and ridiculous yet. And I think there are ways that we can work this out better than with a whole bunch of guns, especially when none of the protesters have any guns. Why do you need to show up there with these dogs? What's the matter with you, you little... Those are cowards. That's a coward, right? I mean, my God, you already got a gun. You don't need dogs. You don't need helicopters. You don't need shotguns. And they can have their AK-47s, but you can't. Why should you have the right to defend yourself against this kind of abuse? Huh? You don't have the right. You're a subject. You don't have the right to defend yourself from my over abuse. See this badge? That gives me the right. I can shoot you anytime I want. I can sick my dog on you. I can just make it up. Yep, you tried to attack me. Boom, you're done. Because I got a badge. Trickle down tyranny, I'm telling you. That's exactly what it is. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody's got to get their little tyranny pie. Get that little chunk of tyranny pie. Gimme, gimme, gimme. The more tyranny they have, well, the less tyranny they have on them. This is their thought. This is how they think. What's the matter with these people? I don't recognize this country. I never would have thought this. Now, that Janet Reno, I thought was just absolutely, that was incompetence. Bill Clinton should have fired her. I guess that was Hillary Clinton's choice, this Janet Reno. Bill Clinton and her didn't really particularly get along very well. I thought the woman was just I thought she was incompetent. And then she could never speak, oh, it's an ongoing, I love this, well, it's an ongoing investigation and I can't comment. No, because you'd be forced to tell the truth, which would expose you. And that's what it is. The protesters claim that the agents, well, they're there to protest the government overreach. The agents there are punishing them because they're out of the so-called First Amendment area. What the hell is that? A First Amendment area? No, 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 no. First Amendment area? Is at the top of the highest mountain to the very bottom of the lowest valley. All 50 states is a First Amendment area. There are no First Amendment areas. Let me see the Constitution again. Let's go back. Maybe I missed something. Maybe I missed it. I could have missed it. It happens sometimes. You're reading really fast, and you skip a couple of lines, a couple of words, and you can really, you know, change the whole premise. So let's read this again and see if there's anything in here that says First Amendment areas or where you can conduct your First Amendment. Let's find this out. This is coming directly from the Constitution, the United States Constitution. All right, this is the real deal. This is what they wrote down 238 years ago, or whatever the exact number is. I don't know. I've forgotten a lot of math over the years. What can I do? And now they got this Common Core math. I'm totally lost now. Jesus Christmas. But anyway, Congress. That's Congress, not the president. That's Congress. That's, you know, your House of Representatives and your Senate, your senators. You see how that works? Not just the president. It doesn't say the president shall make no laws. It says Congress. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Meaning that if you want to believe in something, you believe in it, and you cannot be prohibited from believing in it and doing whatever it is you do when you practice whatever religion that you practice. The government can't say, no, you can't do that. That's naughty. That is not government pre-approved activity. You must be punished. We're going to fine you. We're going to sick the dogs on you. We're going to taser you. When you get out of line, we're going to shoot you. Yeah. We don't need no court. Or, as I continue, abridging, which means you can't screw with it. Kind of like shall not be infringed, but just different word. Or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, which the press, they suppress themselves. They don't want to tell the truth, because if they did, well, they'd expose their candidate, and they'd have to admit that they, because they supported this candidate, that they were somehow guilty of the same crime. This is how these idiots think. They're idiots. I don't know how anybody can become a liberal. I don't know how you do it. You got to be lazy. You got to have a lazy mind to be a liberal, period. You can only see what's on top. You can't scrape away that sweet cream and take a look at that sour milk underneath. You can't do that. You can't get to the actual bottom of it. You just believe whatever your stupid little college professor tells you, or whatever you can find on the Kim Kardashian show. That's your reality. And turn off them goddamn video games, too, for Christ's sakes. Jesus Christ, go outside. Take a walk. Smell the friggin' grass, man. Find a tree somewhere. Sit under it. Get away from that goddamn television. That television. I want you to pick that damn thing up, take it down, take it outside in the backyard, pour a bunch of gasoline over it, and set that son of a bitch on fire. You don't need it anymore. It's trash. It's garbage. Pay attention to life, not to that goddamn television. Where the hell do I leave off? Oh, let's just start again. Or abridging the freedom of speech. What I'm doing right now. What this family and these friends were doing. Give me the freedom of speech. Hey, cop, you're in the wrong. You have the right to tell a cop he's in the wrong. He has the right to tell you you're in the wrong. Oh, that's right, he's got a badge. He's the only one who can tell anybody who's wrong. All right, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people. This is where it starts getting important here now, of this whole First Amendment area. Or the right of the people. That's you and me, and that's people. Anybody, if you're a people, you're part of it. You're a people. You're either a people or you're not a people. Didn't say anything about dogs. Didn't say anything about turtles. Didn't say anything about smelt. Didn't say anything about cows. People. Or the right of the people, peacefully, which they were, and they have the, look, telling the cop he's doing he's in the wrong, that's peaceful. Now, if he's throwing a rock at him, say you're doing something wrong, okay, I can see where, you know, peaceful would not be part of the conversation. But no one was throwing rocks. But the cops were tasering, throwing women down on the ground, seeking the dogs on them. Cops, you're people too. And you're not even a cop. You're a land manager. You're supposed to have a desk job. Badges, guns, and dogs? I mean, what the hell? Bureau of Land Management. What the hell is this? Well, let me tell you something there, land management, your little commando squad. You're people too, which means people peacefully, which means you have to be peaceful too. Doesn't mean that just the citizen has to be peaceful. It means you have to be peaceful too. Actually, the peace starts with you. You're supposed to lead by an example. Well, if you're leading by example, well, then you're giving these people the only right to attack you. But they weren't attacking you. You were attacking them. Or the right of the people, good God, this broken left-handed tongue of mine. I know. I haven't had enough grog this morning. Let me take a sip here.
Jesus Christmas.
These people, they get me all sideways, and that's what happens. In my tongue, it just goes, bruh! Good God. Got to lassie that bastard in half the time. It's got a mind of its own. Or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, period. And then it goes on here. Well, then it goes directly into Amendment 2. Let's go back. Nope, there's nothing on here that says First Amendment area, that you could only do it in specific pre-approved government areas. It doesn't say a damn thing about it. Nor does it say a goddamn thing that you need to have a permit. Which I don't like. I find that absolutely unconscionable. You should not have to have a permit. That's ridiculous. What do you mean you have to have a permit? Oh, you want to protest me, do you now? Okay, well, you got to go through me in order to get a permit to protest me. So here's what I'm going to do. Permit denied. Have a nice day. No. There's no excuse. You got a bitch? Well, stand up and bitch about it. That's the way it should be. But it's not. You can only go to specific First Amendment areas, which are heavily guarded by dogs and snipers. Snipers? Imagine that, living in your home, knowing you got snipers on you 24/7. How do you know one of the bastards, somebody comes up and starts tickling him, and the bastard pulls the trigger, boom! Bullet in the head! I mean, what the hell? I mean, that's too much. Where are you, Mr. President? Oh, that's right, you're on the campaign trail again. I'm sorry. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to catch you next time you play golf, which is what, this afternoon? First Amendment area. Jesus Christ. Armed with attack dogs, taser weapons, blah, 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 blah. What else we got in here? Ammon Bundy. That's the guy's name. That's the son of Cliven Bundy, which is the old man. He's got his cows who've been grazing on the land. His whole family's used this particular land since the 1800s. But now we can't use it because in the 70s or it was in the 90s. It was 90, 92, 93. Clinton's administration. That's your Janet Reno there. That's your EPA. They wanted to save some stupid turtle. Well, if you want to save a turtle, it doesn't mean that you have to kill another species to save a species. Again, I know you can't teach common sense. You either have it or you don't. You can't write common sense in law. You just have to have it. Well, the son, Ammon Bundy, was hit by a taser. Let's see, Clive Abundy's sister. Oh, so that was the old man's sister. Margaret Houston, that's her name. She was the one thrown to the ground. So they're attacking the whole family. I mean, what the hell? Over cows. Well, evidently there's the Nevada governor, Brian Sandoval, I guess his name. Sandoval, whatever. He blasted the feds. Good for him. Well, why isn't the governor down there kicking him out? It is his state. He can kick them out. I do believe he would have the right to kick them feds off out of his state. He does have the right to stand up to them. And that's what he should do. The governor, this should be the governor should step in and you want to sue. Well, the governor should actually sue the feds. It's his state. The federal government doesn't even use the land. The land is there for just land. Now, doesn't Agenda 21 call for land is only for the animals? Well, that's the only people that are using the land are the animals. It's power. It has nothing to do with turtles. It has nothing to do with cows. It has nothing to do with grazing fees. It has nothing to do with anything but power. I've got that power, so I can tyrannize you. It's all about power. Power, power, power. For what? What do you gain out of it? You get to make decisions? Huh? You get to take away this man's cows, his way of life, way of living, fine him to the point where he has no money, and now he's penniless and homeless? For what? To show that you have power? That's not power. That's evil. That's not power. That's not governing. That's tyranny. And that's exactly what we have in this country, period. This is a tyranny. So let's play this second cut here now. I can't remember what this one was. But we got a little bit more on this, and then we got to move on. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. And I just can't seem to shut up. And plus, my broken left-handed tongue won't stop. It's tripping all over itself. So let's play this second cut here, and then we'll talk about it.
Get over here and tell them what they did. Look at her. Look at her feet.
Morgan.
Hand. Look at her hand. I have 11 children. I'm 57 years old, and they threw me to the dirt.
Why did they throw you?
I'm taking pictures. I'm getting in front of the vehicle. I'm taking pictures.
Right.
I just said, get out of here. Get out of here.
You did.
That's all I did.
And they said, you said, get out of the way. They did.
Get out. No, they didn't say anything. I threw her down.
Are you okay?
No, I hurt. I mean, they scraped my knee.
Do you want me to call a medic? Let's get this documented.
No, look at this. And here.
Do you remember who did it to you?
No, I didn't see because it was like, I was like
listen
this.
Listen to me.
Okay. And they just tackled me.
I'm going to contact 911. You're going to get this documented,
yes. Okay? They pushed me.
She has cancer.
Based on what you just told me, you have cancer, ma'am?
I've been
hold that microphone.
For 2 years on cancer. I just quit my treatment.
And listen to her throat. She had it in her throat, and they're throwing her down.
I mean, look, you might expect this kind of stuff in Central America or South America, but not North America, and especially not the United States of America. This isn't what we do. This isn't our country. This isn't who we are. We don't do this. I'm sorry, but you officers who did this, I have no respect for you. Again, I don't have a problem with police force. I have a problem with the police force. It's their force that I have a problem with. It's not the idea of the police force. But it's the whole activity of the police force that I have a problem with. Yeah, you too, Mr. Officer Man, with your little badge and your tasers. And your gun. And your bulletproof vest, which the protesters don't have. And your little dog. You have to be peaceful, too. Aren't you supposed to be a peace officer? Well, if you want to keep the peace, well, you gotta show how peace is. And throwing women down and attacking people with dogs and tasers is not something that I would consider a peaceful demonstration. It doesn't exactly make me think of peace when I see stuff like that. Especially when no one was throwing anything at you, no one sent a dog on you, no one tasered you, no one tried to shoot you, even though you have a bulletproof vest and they don't. They were telling you to go away because you were in the wrong. And you have no business being there. That's what this is about. It's about simple power. That's it. Period. So the governor's involved here, and let's find out about this. I guess there's some cowboys or something that had. So we gather about, oh, here we are, here we are, here we are. Ammon Bundy, the son, told InfoWars reporter David Knight, 20 cowboys went on land claimed by the United States Bureau of Land Management and retrieved the cattle. Well, not all of them. They got about 30 head, they say. Did a small confrontation with them, but they didn't have enough forces to do a whole hell of a lot. So they outnumbered them. Well, good for them. Good for them. Well, if they get caught, now they're going to get caught for stealing government cattle. Won't that come with a hefty fine? They couldn't mobilize fast enough and were able to gather the cattle and get them back to the ranch. Well, good for these cowboys out there. So now I imagine they're probably going to have snipers on these cows now. If anybody comes anywhere near a cow, you're going to get a bullet in your head. But why you need to have snipers on this family is there's no excuse for that. I'm sorry. I don't buy that as legitimate. Where's the president of this? Where's the attorney general? Weren't you just giving a speech the other day about civil rights? Huh? Huh? Oh, Mr. Racist Man, you're only being treated so harshly because you're black. You cry, baby, you and John Boehner, you want to go in out and have a little cry? Yeah. They're treating you like that, Mr. Attorney General, because you are treating us much worse. Why aren't you down there, Mr. Attorney General? Why aren't you trying to find a solution to this whole thing? Why do you need to send people down there with tanks, guns, and dogs, and tasers? Dude, there wasn't that many people down there. I think there were, when I watched the video, it was hard to count how many people were there. But it wasn't like there was, thousands of people there. I'd say maybe 20, 30 people, whatever. None of them appeared to have any guns. They weren't throwing anything. They weren't doing anything but saying, get the hell off this land. What's the matter with you? Why are you blocking it? Why are you attacking us? Why are you stealing this cattle that have been grazing on this land that you don't use just to save some stupid turtle, which the cows aren't going to be killing the turtles? There's enough grass for everybody. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. This is all about power. It has absolutely nothing to do with cows and turtles. This is about power, period. This is ridiculous. Well, if I was the governor, I'd kick him off. I don't know why the governor can't have a conversation with the attorney general and say, listen, asshole, could you quit with the phony racism charges and trying to get yourself out of contempt charges? And could you come down here and actually do some real attorney general stuff? We got problems down here. Could you sick these freaking dogs off these people? What's the matter with you? You don't need snipers on this family. This family is not going to... What the hell could the family do? Even if they did take out the guns with as many guards as they have there, you really think they'd have a fighting chance? No. So you need snipers on this family 24/7. I wonder how these people would feel if they knew that they had snipers all around their house 24/7. They walk outside, they know they got a gun pointed at their head. I wonder how they would feel. All right. Let's open up my treasure chest here, see what kind of booty we can scrape up. Oh, God. Oh, look at this right on top. Look at this. Sebelius, old cat Sebelius, resigns. Uh-oh. We'll find out what the hell that's all about. See, this is a cover-your-ass move. That's all that's about. Please. She wanted to resign. Oh, she felt so bad for screwing up healthcare.gov. Well, it was designed to fail, sweetheart. And you probably knew that coming in. Who knows what the hell's going on? But this is a definitely cover your ass. Obama's covering his ass. And he's choking old Sebelius now. See, this is what you do when you become a Democrat. You got to be very careful to become a Democrat, especially the higher you get. Because if you're not at the top, yeah, someone can crap on you real easy. They love to turn on each other, especially if they'll protect themselves. They don't mind turning on each other. They're cannibals. Liberals are cannibals. At least Republicans, I mean, we turn on you when you do something, like, really, you know, bad. But we don't turn on them to cover our ass. That's not what the right does. We don't do that. Left does it. They're going to protect themselves? Fine. They'll crap on anybody. They don't care. As long as they're fine, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter about anybody else. They're very selfish people, I find. I don't find liberals generous at all. And we do know that liberals give much less than conservatives when it comes to charity. But they want you. They preach about charity and this and that and everything else. But the amount of actual money that's donated, no, it doesn't come from the left. They don't do that. Democrats don't do that. They're about themselves. They're not about anybody else. But they want you to think that they're about everybody else. But they're not. It's a very phony party. And I'm not saying the Republicans are perfect. They got some issues. And they need to get them fixed. Because the real people on the right, which are us, we're sick and tired of them. We need people more like us. Representing us. Isn't a representative supposed to represent the people? Aren't they supposed to represent? Isn't that what the House of Representatives are for? Huh? The Senate is supposed to represent the state. But those representatives, don't you think, should be have a little bit more, I don't know, more of an understanding of how people are? Rather than how bureaucrats are, politicians. It's time to start working for the people. We need people working for people. We don't need politicians working for themselves. That's my point. And now we got Senator Sessions, speaking of politicians, claims that this is a deliberate plan by the president to collapse the U.S. law enforcement system. He's talking about immigration. Well, no, it's just a power grab. He wants to bring these people over so he can get more votes. That's what it is. We need to start calling spades spades. No, that's not a racist term. Jesus God, people. But we got to start telling it like it is. That's my point. We got to stop sugarcoating it. We got to stop talking about things that just to have no business of ever getting completed. And it's worthless. It's formalities. Formalities, formalities, formalities. Screw a bunch of freaking formalities. No more formalities. No more hearings. No more tweets. No more statements. No more sound bites. I want action. I want it now. I'm tired of waiting. I'm sorry. I'm not impatient. This isn't about impatience. 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 This isn't about impatience. Even though I am impatient, this is the way it should be done, but you're not doing it. That's what this is about. And no, I'm not going to be patient. Tennessee now wants to ban the UN from monitoring its elections. First of all, okay, two things are wrong with that headline right there. First one is, I've never understood why the hell the UN would be monitoring elections in the first frickin' place. Who the hell is the UN? I got to do some digging and find out when this happened here and why this happened. I heard about it. I know about it, but I don't know very much about it. I mean, I just know that it exists, and I know it's been around. But why the UN? Why this country would allow the UN? The UN? Oh, please. Can we send that goddamn place somewhere else? There's UN the hell out of the United States, for crying out loud. What good are they doing? And why do we got to follow them? Why should we follow the no. No, we're America. We follow American ways. You don't like it? Well, then don't move here. I don't know what to tell you, or move out. I don't like living I don't like how other people live their lives in certain places of the world, so I don't live there. I kind of like living in America. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I know, okay, fine, I'm patriotic. Okay, shoot me. But I like living in America. I like the American way of life. I'm sorry. I just like being free. I know. I'm a hater. Hater. All that freedom. But the part two of this, that Tennessee wants to ban it? What do you mean wants to? You should have already banned it immediately. The state of Tennessee should have said no at the very beginning. Where were you? Huh? Now you want to ban it? You haven't done it yet? I mean, see, this is no. There's no excuse. Well, if the UN is monitoring the elections, well, then they must know that Barack Obama actually, well, cheated. He may not have done it, but his campaign did. They must have to know that people voted for him several times. Dead people voted for him. Illegal aliens voted for him more than once. Those elections in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Virginia, I guarantee you those states, the actual real numbers of legitimate voters, I guarantee you went to Romney. I can guarantee it. I don't have the proof, but I feel it in my heart of hearts. And I think we've seen enough evidence to know that it's very, very, very possible and more than likely very, very, very plausible. But why Tennessee didn't ban this from the very beginning. Wake up, guys. Wake up. No more of this crap. New York City now struggles to find impartial jurors for an Occupy Wall Street trial. Oh, I read a little bit of that. That's kind of interesting. Nobody said that they could be impartial. They said, no, I work on Wall Street. I know Wall Street. I know what these people did. No, I'd be prejudiced. I'd throw her in jail. Throw away the key. So they can't find anybody that, you know, wants to lib out on them and save this girl from going to jail. Well, evidently she hit a cop, and she claims that somebody grabbed her boob from behind. Oh, come on. Please. If you seen her, you'd be like, no, I'm not going to grab her boob. I'm going to go find something else to grab. Like a toilet so I can vomit. This place stinks. My God, that Occupy Wall Street was rank. I mean, you can smell that freaking place like miles, just blocks away. I just went down there to go see what the hell, say I went there. I didn't go very deep into it, and it just, okay, I seen it. It was just stupid, and then I left. I just wanted to say that I seen it, just to say that I seen it. I didn't definitely go in. I never believed in their stupid, their message, because they didn't have a message. They just wanted to protest. Protest what? Well, I don't know. Protest. Jesus, God. Rapes. Murders. They had to get rape tents. Now, what the hell kind of a protest? There's not been one arrest at any Tea Party since it began, 5 years ago? They have one protest all over the country. Every single one of these Occupy Wall Street in every city had rape tents, every one of them. So what does that tell you? But the media says mostly peaceful. Is that, what do you mean mostly peaceful? Because only two girls got raped instead of four like they did yesterday? So today is mostly peaceful? I mean, what the hell? Mostly peaceful. That's your media right there sugarcoating the goddamn news. And this is what I'm talking about. We can't do that anymore. Just tell it like it is, man. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. And that's the way it is. Oh, this is funny. I don't know if anybody's seen the video there of Hillary Clinton getting a shoe thrown at her. It didn't hit her, but it still was kind of funny. She's up there, was that a bat? No, sweetie, that was not your mother. Hillary was in Las Vegas in front of her little hill bots that just couldn't wait to just slobber all over themselves listening to this fat cow get up there and cackle like an old hen. Jesus God, that woman, it's just, her voice is screechy. It irritates me. I can't listen to it. It's like finger scraping a chalkboard. And what does she say? What does she say? She's an empty pantsuit, for Christ's sakes. This woman has nothing to say. But every time she opens up her mouth, oh, she's so brilliant, so intelligent, so powerful and strong and courageous. For what? Saying nothing? Come on. This woman is a joke. You want this as your president? For what? President of what? Moments into her little cackling address, a woman gets up and huffs a shoe at her. She's out there being quirky. Oh, an atmosphere and an attitude in politics. Rewards inflexibility and extremism. No, your extreme behavior is what rewards are, is what you're bringing. This is about your extreme behavior. What were you doing in Benghazi? What happened? Were you in the war room? Or were you in your office? Huh? What were you doing? Were you having dinner with the president? Huh? With his family? Having tofu sandwiches? Huh? Who was in charge? Were you in charge? Did you call the troops off not once but twice? Was that you that did that? Were you the one that got rid of all of the security, huh? Were you the one involved in making that weapons deal? The 400 surface air missiles, were you a part of that? What were you doing? Did you want to talk about extremism? This is not the way the democracy works? Well, you're right. What you did, making these decisions on your own, if you made any decisions, if you're capable of making any decisions, what you did in Benghazi, that's not part of democracy. How about Fast and Furious? So you could win the hearts and minds of the American people that there's too many guns, so you could easily make more gun laws. That's not how democracy works. Neither does having the IRS prohibit their political foes from their free exercise of speech. And she wants to sit here and talk about democracy. You liberals are all the same. As long as the right loses, you got no problem with anything. Well, it looks like now she was supposed to be in San Diego today to have the speech, but it looks like she canceled her little visit there because there were going to be protests from one of the Benghazi mothers of one of the Benghazi soldiers that was killed. She's going to be speaking there. She's going to be a part of it. There's a big protest there from San Diego locals and military families and whatnot. So she decided now to do a video to show up for some kind of, I don't know what the hell this conference is. The protests were actually organized by the Difference Matters. The Difference Matters. Look them up. Don't want the former secretary to become part of Clinton's role in the Benghazi scandal. She's not welcome here in San Diego by so many of us. We don't want her here, said Jan Iverson. She's a local mother and protester. Pat Smith lost her son, Sean Smith, during an attack at Benghazi and plans to be the center of the protest. That's what I was trying to get at. I couldn't remember the name. I'm terrible with names. So good for them. This only shows that Hillary Clinton is a coward. She's not brave. That's not brave. If she was brave, she'd go to this stupid little where she was supposed to be. A couple of women organized. They're not going to change the protest. Evidently, her speech, they were going to protest outside her speech, the building where she was going to give some stupid speech. The 17th Annual Western Healthcare Leadership Academy. What the hell is that?
Western Healthcare Leadership Academy. Why would Hillary Clinton be given a speech on leadership about healthcare? Don't you remember her healthcare plan that she tried to lead? And she's now all of a sudden an expert on healthcare? After what we've seen with Obamacare? Yeah. Well, good for them, ladies. They're not going to change the protests. They're still going to be out there, and good for them. If you live in San Diego, get your butt down there and protest, too. What the hell? Support these ladies. Good for them. Looks like there's going to be well over 700 people. Well, make it 1,400. Everybody that's going to show up, bring one other person. That's all you got to do. You'll double it in no time. Everybody, just bring one other person. That's all you got to do. Oh, look at this now. Obama shuns Kim Kardashian. Uh-oh. Evidently, because he doesn't like that, what's her fiance's name, with Jay-Z or Bay-Z, who the hell knows what his name is. I don't know. I can't keep up with all these names. No, Jay-Z is married to, what the hell? She's those one name, Beyonce. Whatever. I can't remember. I can't keep up with all this, these freaking names. I don't listen to that rap crap anyway. It irritates me. So I don't listen to it. I don't try to shut it down. I don't care if other people listen to it. That's their business. Because somebody else doesn't like the same music as me, what does that mean now? That I got to go out and hate them? Well, I guess so, according to Democrats. I'd still like to know what I'm supposed to do with all my hate. I didn't know that I had all this hate in me. But, you know, over the past 5 years, I mean, the liberals, they say it. They say it on TV. You know, they say it in the news, so it must be true. We hate. Nancy Pelosi said so. Harry Reid, Obama. All them talking heads that get up there, all them politicians and liberals, oh, yeah. We hate. I just don't know what the hell to do with it all. I don't know where it came from, but evidently I got it. I'm still trying to find it. I was trying to look for freedom again today. And I looked for it yesterday, too. Swear to God, I went over to my neighbor. I blamed him. I said, hey, did you sneak into my house in the middle of the night and steal my freedom? What the hell's the matter with you? He gets all toughy, you know, and then he goes, well, what are you talking about? He goes, I thought you stole my freedom. He lost his freedom, too. We tore his whole house up. The whole goddamn neighborhood is tore up. Everybody's looking for the freedom. We can't find it. We're looking at every drawer. We're tearing everything up. Pulling the lawn out. Digging. We got backhoes out here. We can't find the freedom anywhere. Nobody's got it. We're looking everywhere. I mean, this place looks like Detroit, for Christ's sake. Like a nuclear bomb went off. Still can't find that freedom. I'm still looking everywhere. My cat's now under a big, huge pile. I don't know how I'm ever going to get her out. I hear her meowing every once in a while, but I just don't know where it is. If anybody finds it somewhere, I mean, call me up and let me know. Because I miss her. I miss her bad. Let's find out what this stupid Kim Kardashian is all about. God, this woman. Why is she even in the news, and why the hell am I even talking about it? Why did you put this in my treasure chest this morning? You, oh, yeah, just shut up. Go eat another donut. Kardashian was outspoken in her support of Obama during his 2012 presidential run and even wanted to be a surrogate for the campaign. But the Obama campaign wanted nothing to do with her. Oh, poor Kim. She struggles so hard to be liked. No, has such a horrible whole life. This girl was born with a silver spoon up her butt. She's got some stupid television program that people with no lives, no sense of reality, watch this crap, and she gets paid even more money. Good God. She's not the cool, young image that they wanted to portray. Even though she kept asking, well, they kept saying no. Kim is political poison, one of their campaign workers said. Having her involved in a political event or with a candidate is the last thing people who are serious about getting elected want. Well, people, well, we could go on for hours on that. And I'm not going to cover this stupid bimbo anymore. I've had enough. I'm going to lose my goddamn breakfast again this morning. And I want to keep it down because it was a good breakfast this morning. It was good. All right, let's get started here. Let's get a shot of grog at me first here. And we'll get going. And I'm moving right along, too, even though I can't stop digressing. God only knows what the hell I've been talking about today. Good God, this mouth of mine, this tongue. I have no idea. I can't keep control of it. Nothing I can do about it. I didn't make it. I was born with it. I had nothing to do with it. Not my fault. Blame the Tea Party. Yeah, some haters. Yeah. Well, looks like old Cat resigns. Uh-oh. Obama accepted old Cat's resignation this week. And on Friday morning, which is today, he will nominate Sylvia Matthews Burwell. We don't know very much about her, but I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more about her. She was a director of office management and budget. She also worked in the Clinton administration. She touts herself as having three surpluses in a row. First of all, stop right there. The Clinton administration did not have surpluses. They had projections. And all they did was take money from one end and hide it, and then when Bush took office, yeah, there was a deficit. There's never been a surplus. Please, stop. I can project things, too. How many times have these liberals projected that the planet is supposed to be completely just nothing but one big giant desert by now? How many of those projections came true? Al Gore projected by 2014 the polar ice caps would be wiped away, gone, done. What ice caps? Ice? 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 What the hell's ice? There's no ice. Ice? What the hell's an ice? Ah, that didn't happen, did it? No. And neither did Clinton's economy. Who was actually, his administration was actually responsible for the housing crisis. Sorry, not for nothing, but I mean, if you guys want to go back in memory lane and talk about Bush, well, let's go back and talk about Clinton. This is what I hate about liberals. They go, they screw everything up, and they write these numbers and projections and make it look like it is. Oh, we've got 7.1 million people signing up for Obamacare. No, they don't. As long as the numbers look good and they just come out and say it, well, then they are good. Their base will believe it. Their base is stupid enough to believe it. Obama wouldn't lie. He's half black. Come in, they screw everything up. They tell the world how great and wonderful they are. And then look at all these numbers of all these projections, which are just numbers on a piece of paper. These stupid people believe it. And then when the Republican takes over, then they're like, oh, wait a minute. These aren't real numbers. Look at this. Oh, my God. Now we got a crisis. And then guess who gets the blame for it? Republicans. How many more times does this have to happen? How many more times does this have to keep happening? Well, Republicans have to wake up, and they're part of it. There's far too many of these Republicans actually who should be just, they should be Democrats. Enough is enough. This is why we don't take you seriously anymore, Mr. Boehner. Your words are empty. You come out, you pound your chest. You act big and tough, you say the right things, but then you follow up with what? Nothing. Zip, nada, titi. If the Attorney General is in contempt, well, he not either needs to be in jail or impeached or spill the beans, and that's it. But why haven't you done anything, Mr. Speaker of the House? Oh, it's in the courts, is it? Okay, meanwhile, while it's in the courts, why don't you start doing some impeachment hearings. Hello? You can impeach the Attorney General, Mr. Boehner. You do know that, do you not? Oh, you don't? Oh, you don't want to go down that road. You don't want to get in a confrontation. You want to be friends with everybody. Well, politics isn't about being friends. It's not about being enemies either. It's about simply doing your goddamn job. Working for the people, not yourself. Nothing wrong with working for yourself. But when you're hired to work for certain people, you got to work for them. Right? I mean, you get hired by a company and to work for them, but you end up working only for yourself and they don't get any money. How long do you think you're going to keep your job? Huh? Try that with the mafia. How long are you going to keep your job? But if you're in politics, you get promoted. You win another election. You write a book. You go on the Oprah Winfrey program. Officials said that Kat made the decision to resign and was not forced out, which tells me that she was forced out so that the Obama administration could cover their ass. Make it look like they're actually, well, getting tough and going to get to the bottom of it. And we've got 7.1 million people signing up, and we've got a new boss, and she's energetic, and she's really going to turn things around, and we're going to get more people signing up for Obamacare, and this is going to work. It's not going to work. Because Obamacare is only going to get worse. It mathematically can't work. How long can they realistically lie about these numbers? At some point, the real numbers are going to come out. I mean, who do these people think that we are? Why would they come out here and tout these numbers that are not true? This is going to collapse on its own. And then guess what? Because our coward little Republicans, Mr. Boehner and McConnell and McCain and King and the rest of them, didn't want to stand up and actually fight to repeal Obamacare when this woman actually is the one who sent the email, this her replacement, is the one who actually sent the email to close the government down. Why did the Republicans even bother? Why did they even bother making that budget if they didn't want to stand and fight? Why come out and say you're serious and then not be serious? It doesn't make any sense to me. That's deceitful. That means that they're working for themselves. They're not working for you. And this is why we're upset with you, Mr. Boehner. This is why Mr. King, who used to be my representative, you're fired. I don't trust you anymore, Mr. King. You are not a trustworthy individual. I don't care how long you've been in Congress. I don't care how many friends you have. I don't care about any of that. You are not a trustworthy individual. Period. Frustration at the White House over her performance had become increasingly clear, which was probably more than likely staged. Do you really think that this Kat Sebelius, you really think that she was exclusively responsible for all these Obamacare woes? Well, let's start with the bill itself. Secondly, who did the actual hiring for this company to build the website? And why didn't Obama say something from the very beginning? Why didn't Obama, well, as a leader, and I know a captain of a ship, he makes his officers be accountable. So they have to report to him periodically of any time that the ship is going to get a certain distance from our ship. Middle of the night or not, doesn't matter. You have to report to the captain. Well, why would not the so-called commander-in-chief say, look, Kat, you're in charge of this. I need to get updates every week, every month, whatever, however periodically they wanted to do it, every maybe 3 months, every 2 months, every month, every week. Let me know what the hell's going on. Did he do that? Well, no. So that means he's incompetent. But see, he's not going to blame himself for his failures. He's going to blame the person he hired to do the job. Well, they should have just done it. Well, it's a little bit more than that. Why didn't he require her to report? Or did she report? It looks like in the books that they didn't have any conversation at all. They didn't have any meetings, but maybe once or twice, and they probably more than likely didn't talk about all the failures of Obamacare. So what the hell were they talking for? This is Obama's key signature legislation. This is his so-called legacy, and he doesn't inquire about it. We know he never read the bill, but he doesn't seem to have any trouble taking out his magic pen and changing it so he can win elections. What more is it going to take? President is hoping that Miss Burwell, a Harvard and Oxford educated, she's got two pieces of paper with her name on it. Damn, this girl is smart. Well, she was part of the whole Clinton thing, and that whole Clinton administration, I'm sorry, that was a phony economy. All these dot-com companies sprouted up. Oh, look at this. Look at all the jobs that we created. You didn't create a goddamn job. They created the job. The people create jobs. Politicians don't create jobs. That doesn't make any sense. The only thing a politician can do with a job is get rid of the job. They don't create jobs. And those government jobs that they create, that's not creating a job. You're just making your friends happy by taking money out of the American taxpayer, out of their kitty, and giving it to your friends. Those are paybacks for campaign donations. So don't give me that's creating jobs. That's not creating jobs. People create jobs. That's who create jobs, not politicians. And when every time I hear that stupid jobs bill, what the hell is a jobs bill? Oh, I decree jobs. Oh, okay, here we are. Here's your jobs. Come get your jobs. Jesus God almighty. And people believe it. Oh, there's a jobs bill in Congress. But this is no such thing as a jobs bill. Again, the only thing that a politician can do with a jobs bill is take away jobs. You don't believe me? Go to Virginia. Go see if you can find a coal miner. This administration's just covering their own ass. That's it. Covering themselves. They'll send the wolves on their own mother if it'll cover their ass. They don't care. These people are pathetic. How do you vote for people like that? I mean, what's the matter with you people? I mean, as a liberal, my God, how do you do that? How do you do that as a person? Forget about your political affiliation. How do you vote for Nancy Pelosi? How do you do that and then feel proud of yourself? How do you do that? Why do you do that? What's the matter with you? I mean, seriously, what the hell is the matter with people? How do you get to that level? Good God almighty. All right, I'm sick and tired of talking about Katsibilius and this stupid Burwell, which is going to be just another disaster just waiting to happen. I'm just going to go on the record right now and just predict... I'm going to project like her surplus projections, which I can project too, for God's sakes. So I'm going to project this girl is going to be just as incompetent. This Obamacare is not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. Eventually, these true numbers are going to come out when there's no money to pay for any of it. And they're going to have to raise taxes, and they're going to have to do this, and they're going to have to do that. Keep borrowing more money from China. We got to stop that. We do need a balanced budget. I'm sorry, but we do need a balanced budget. And a balanced budget amendment in the Constitution, I am all for it. We do need to get a convention. Look, if we're going to sustain not only our solvency, but our sovereignty, we do need to get to a balanced budget. Or at least come close to it. But we need to get it under control is the whole point. We can't be spending money the way we're spending money. And what are we spending money on? $677 million to build a frickin' website? What, are you nuts? Jesus God! And then to build one that doesn't work and then you have to hire another company who's just as or more incompetent than the first one? You just keep hiring more and more incompetent people until it's completely screwed. I mean, is that your goal? What the hell is your goal? What are you trying to do? Trying to win votes. That's it. Any legislation that liberals have, and they get passed, is not for whatever the legislation is. It's just to get reelected. That's the only reason any of their legislation is even passed. It's a Sipkin. It has nothing to do with anything else. It has nothing to do with helping children. It has nothing to do with helping anybody but themselves to get reelected. Obamacare is only designed to get reelected. Well, now there's a lot of problems with a lot of liberals that went with it, thought that they were going to get reelected, find out that it doesn't work. Maybe if they read the goddamn bill, maybe they would have realized that it wouldn't have worked. But they didn't. They go out and telling you, oh, you keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. President said so, absolutely. Everything's going to be rosy, 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 rosy. Then when it ain't, oh, then it's not my fault. I was duped. No, you weren't duped. You duped yourself. You didn't read the goddamn bill. And you went out and supported it, hook, line, and sinker. Didn't ask any questions. You didn't insure nothing. You didn't read nothing. You just went out there and sold it. And now you want to get reelected, so you start blaming other people. And then you start running into your office and start writing all this legislation that your constituents could be saved for a year, which the insurance companies don't even have to follow. I mean, all these rules and rules and regulations and exemptions and waivers that Obama's signing, most of them are non-binding, and insurance companies don't have to comply. Media doesn't tell you that, though, do they? Think Brian Williams told you that?
No.
When was the last time Brian Williams even discussed Obamacare? I don't watch him. I can't stomach the guy. Never could. I used to like watching the evening news, but I can't do it anymore. You don't get any news. You have more goddamn drug commercials than you have actual news content. And then you got all these fluff pieces. Well, those fluff pieces are disgusting. Give me the news, please. Just give me the news. All I want is the news. If I want this kind of stuff, you know, I'll watch daytime television. But the news, the actual news, should be the news. I'm not news. I should not be delivering the news in this show. This show is not, well, we do cover the news, but we also cover my take of the news. I'm not an actual news program. So I can give my opinion. But when I'm watching a news program, I don't want their opinion. I don't want any opinion, even my own opinion. I just want the facts. That's it. That's all I'm looking for. When I turn on that stupid television, I just want fact A, fact B, fact C, and on down the goddamn line. And when you're done with the facts, okay, close up shop and go home. Senator Jeff Sessions said yesterday that Americans need to stand up to a deliberate plan by the President of the United States to collapse the nation's law enforcement system regarding illegal immigration. Well, first of all, you do know that these numbers, well, I need a shot of grog. Our law enforcement, he goes on to say, our law enforcement system is in a state of collapse. A lot of things are in a state of collapse. And it's a deliberate plan by the President of the United States. And it's wrong. And people need to be aware of it and need to stand up to it. And I believe the American people are beginning to do so. I do believe that too, Mr. Sessions. Because I think the American people are realizing that this whole tyranny thing ain't what it's all cracked up to be. Because it's not. And what's going on in Nevada is one perfect example. We've had enough of this. And we shouldn't stand for this. If we stand for this, we deserve this. I've always believed that. If you stand there and let the bully keep punching you, well, you deserve every goddamn black eye and busted up lip and lost tooth, every scratch, every abrasion. Stand up to the son of a bitch. Punch him in the nose back. I'm speaking figuratively now. Let's not get ourselves all exercised and set each other on fire. I'm speaking figuratively. But he's right. Our law enforcement system is in a state of collapse. See, the government only wants one law enforcement, or just a couple of them. They don't want the actual police force. They want to incorporate the police force. You still believe now, Mr. O'Reilly, that Nazism is not in the United States? Okay, they may not be wearing, you know, lightning bolts. They're not SS. They don't have brown shirts. But it's the same stuff. The government, these government agencies, as law enforcement agencies, they work for the government. They're federal agents. They're law enforcement agents. They can arrest you. They should have a desk job, land management. These cows have been grazing on this land for a couple hundred years now. But we got to take it away so we can show that we have power. They don't even use the land. If they were using the land for something, and if the cows were really killing all the turtles, I mean, seriously, the cows are killing the turtles? Come on. Jesus Christ. There's enough grass and forage for everybody. And the only ones that are using it are the stupid cows and the stupid turtles. Maybe a few garter snakes, who the hell knows. But this is just a show of force. That's all this is. And same with that stupid immigration. These numbers, okay, those are phony numbers. Those are just at the border. They just catch and release real quick. And then they just go down the road and sneak into the country anyway. And they know they're going to do it. The real deportation numbers are the numbers where they used to count. But now Obama comes in, and again, just simply manipulating the numbers to make it look good so they can win another election. Well, look, I deported all these people. No, you didn't deport. You stood there at the border. They came in, and you sent them across the fence. You made them climb over the fence, and you're going to count all of them. Those are phony numbers. Those aren't deportation numbers. Deportation numbers are the ones that you have locked up in jail for being over here illegally. Then you deport them. Those are the deportation numbers. Those numbers that he has, none of them. They don't even arrest them. I do understand a little bit what George Bush was saying, but I didn't particularly care the way he said it. And he went a little bit farther than I probably would have gone. But, I mean, look, if you want to come over here, we welcome you. We want you to come over here. There's no reason why you can't do it legally. There's no reason why you can't do it legally. You do it legally, we respect you. Come on over. But if there is going to be a way where they can't really control it, well, we've got to be at the border. The border needs to be secure. So if we have people coming over here, well, let's take them and put them in like a transitional area, vet them, find out what the hell they want to come over here for. You want to be a terrorist? I mean, these are people crossing the border. Most of them are now, they're not actually from Mexico. They're coming from South America, Central America, Honduras, and where the hell are they coming from? El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. That's where they're coming from. It's not just the Mexicans, and God only knows how many other people are coming over here from other countries. Could they be coming over from the Middle East? Why not? We have to secure our border. I'm sorry, I don't like the fact that we have to secure our border. I don't like the fact that we have to actually have a fence. But we live in a time that we have to have a fence. We have to have some kind of border security. I know you're never going to get them all, but we have to have our border secure. And if we want people coming over here, fine. But we can't just let them keep coming over here in droves. Then they're starving because there's no jobs, and then they get into crime. And God only knows of the people that are coming over here that aren't coming over here for a better life. How many of these people do we know of? We don't know. We have no idea who's actually coming over here. But why? Well, we don't have any border patrol. They're not allowed to make arrests. People can just come on over as they want. What the hell is the point? I mean, what is this president doing? Is he doing this deliberately to bring over bad people that he's made some deal with? I mean, I don't get it. Isn't that part of the preamble? Aren't you supposed to, you know, provide for the common defense? But how are you defending your country when you're allowing God only knows to come on in? I mean, Jesus Christ. You got to go literally through an act of Congress to go into the White House. But to cross our border? Be anything. Come on over. Come on. Come on. Come on. Well, how would you feel, Mr. President, if there was no border patrol at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that anybody could just walk in? Just come on in. Take a picture. Take a selfie. Do whatever they want. How do you think you would feel? Oh, well, that's different. You're a king. I forgot. I'm sorry. These are subjects. What the hell do subjects know? Look. Subjects work for the king. Don't you guys understand this? I mean, and where's our attorney general? What does he do? I mean, you've got actual violations and he's MIA. Oh, nothing to see here. Oh, the IRS? No, we're investigating and we found absolutely nothing. No, and those Black Panthers at that voting booth in Pennsylvania, there's nothing to see. There was no intimidation. It was racism by the white cop to go up there and even approach him. We shouldn't be prosecuting the cop, not the Black Panther who's hanging out there with a big old stick, giving the evil eye to every white person walking in. I mean, what the hell is that? You know damn good and well if a white man was to be standing out there. Yes, I know they did that in the past, but are we living in the past or are we living in the now? We're not living in the past. That's another thing that I can't stand about that stupid Al Sharpton. When there's nothing going on and he needs some more money, well, he's got a rabble rouse and bring up racism. Well, how do you expect people to take you seriously, Mr. Sharpton? The only person I see as racist and prejudiced is you and your little partner in crime, that Jesse Jackson. Both of you pimps. And that's all you are, pimps. You're punks. You're bullies. You're rabble-rousers. You're not doing any good for anybody but yourself. All the people that you take $5 from, $10 from, ain't got a pot to piss in. And you keep taking $5 here and $10 there. Next thing you know, you got yourself another $4,000 suit. You look good. You lost some weight. This guy makes me sick. I can't stand people. He's using people. If you're a black person out there and you're supporting this guy and you're giving him money, he's using you. He's not helping you. He's using you. You're his meal ticket. People like that make me sick. I got no respect for people like that. And it's not just black people. It's white people, any people. It's people, period. People. Not the stupid color. We don't do color on this show. All right. What the hell else we got on here? Well, Sessions, he went off. And I listened to the whole thing, and I'm not going to play it. It's 10 minutes long. We get the point. We know what's going on. There is a immigration problem. I do believe there are ways that we can fix it. We don't need to make any more sound bites and stupid just accusations and this and that. We can work it out. But we are a nation of laws. If we have to follow the law, so does everybody else. It's just the way it is. We've got too many people crossing this border. This is about national security. This has nothing to do with we hate Mexicans and we hate Hondurans. And El Salvadorians, and anybody else that's coming over here that ain't white. This is about national security. We don't know who the hell's coming over here. Now we got a mama coming over here with four kids and needs a better way of life. Okay. But we can't just let her just coming on over here. I mean, we got to find out who is this woman really, a mother, are they really kids? I mean, what is their purpose coming over here? I don't have a problem with setting up certain areas and finding out who these people are and getting them a job before they can come into the country. If we can find them a job and they can be, you know, actually gainfully and fully employed, then we'll let them come in. But we can't just let them just keep coming in. There's too many dangerous people coming in. Don't anybody see that? And I don't have a problem with whoever wants to come over here from whatever country. You want to get away from that crap? You got tyranny. You got people dying in the streets. You want to get away from that? You want to live a normal life? We welcome you. That's what this country, that's the beauty of this country. We come from everywhere. All over, including American Indians. They came from somewhere too. Where? Who? God only knows. But that's the beauty of this country. We come from everywhere. But we live in a time now that we can't just do that. Too many people out there want to kill us because we're free. Well, we used to be. We lost it. We need to get it back. And what's going on in Nevada? Good God Almighty. Somebody's going to die down there. One of these snipers, somebody, one of these law enforcement agencies is going to kill somebody down there. And then that's going to, I don't even want to imagine. But I see a big, huge war going on down there. We can't have that. We can't have anybody die, civilian, cop, or anybody. Governor, you need to get down there and kick these bastards the hell out. This is your state. These cows want to march up and down and eat. There's plenty of grass. There's plenty of forage for the stupid turtles and the stupid cows. Everybody go home. There's nothing to see here. We can't get the attorney general. He's too busy out, you know, blaming white people for all of his illegal activity. He's busy. The president's on a campaign trail. He's golfing. We can't get him involved. Jesus God. All right, I want to find out here. Let's get another shot of grog. Boy, I'm drinking a lot of grog this morning. Well, it's one of those days, and I'm glad it's Friday. I might get a little relaxation. I was going to take the day off tomorrow and just do absolutely nothing, but I can't. I got some work I want to do with that Justina Pelletier. I can't leave that alone. I mean, that's one of our sisters. Imagine that thrown in a room. God only knows if she was actually a lab rat. That's what we're still trying to find out. But we do know that she has not been getting the medical attention that she needs, and her health is deteriorating, and they won't let her family see her. Imagine if that happened to you. Imagine that. How would you actually feel? I mean, that kind of stuff just, it gets to me. I do take it personal. I mean, that's one of our American sisters here. If it can happen to her, it can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to anybody. We can't have this anymore. And if you're a rancher, what's going on in Nevada, that can happen to your ranch too. They've taken away farms from people, and they keep taking more and more farms away. And those that they can't take away, well, they block the water going through so they can't irrigate their crops, which is still taking away their farm. Not to save a smell, but to show how big and powerful they are, that they've got the power to do so. That's all this is a power grab. Trickle-down tyranny, period. That's exactly what it is. And now this goddamn UN, which has no business. Why this country allowed this, I don't know. Let's find this story out here. In 2012, civil rights groups voiced their concern to the UN that state voter ID laws would lead to voter suppression. Really? It seems to me that having people vote 6, 7, 10 times and having people who aren't qualified to vote as dead people, that seems to me to be suppression of the vote. Because if you have more of these people that aren't legally registered to vote and are not real voters, they're not qualified to vote because they're either an illegal alien or they lost their right to vote somehow, or they're using their name as somebody else and they're voting 10 times. You're suppressing the vote of the other people. Took away my vote. If you vote against me, all these people vote against what I did, just like what happened in Pennsylvania and what happened in Ohio and in Virginia. That was voter fraud. In North Carolina, too. North Carolina, big voter fraud. They took away our vote. Maybe North Carolina actually went to Romney, too. They took away our vote. That's voter suppression. Not coming in and proving that you are an actual qualified voter. First of all, you can't get Obamacare without an ID. You can't go to the White House without an ID. You can't see the king without an ID. But you can vote for the king without an ID. No, there's nothing to see here. There's no problem. Come on. You're just hating on the president and then the attorney general because they're black. The UN sent 44 of its election monitors to states, including Tennessee, and drew much ire from conservative groups in the process, and rightly so. President Obama, where were you? Why didn't you stop that? Oh, that's right. He's for it. He likes that. He wants to make sure the Democrats win. So go ahead. Now the Republican-controlled legislature in Tennessee is fighting back against the international governing body. There is no international governing body. We've only got one governing body. And that is very clearly laid out in our Constitution. The legislative, the executive, and the judiciary branches. That is our governing body. We don't have an international governing body. We don't follow international rule. We follow our rules, our way of life. We are not governed by any other foreign state. That's not sovereignty. Not for nothing. But if you're governed by a foreign state of any kind, that makes us a vassal. I flat refuse to be a goddamn vassal to the frickin' UN. Not for nothing. There is no excuse that we have to fight the UN. Look, sometimes the UN does some good work. Okay, fine. But they don't rule the country. They don't rule the world. That's what I'm trying to say. They don't rule the world. We rule the United States, and that's it. So on Tuesday, the state Senate passed a bill banning UN elections monitors from overseeing state elections unless they have express permission from the U.S. Senate to be there. Well, I don't like that part. There's no unless nothing. These bastards are out, and they're never coming back in, period. No. How is that constitutional that the United States Congress would allow a foreign entity? The UN is a mixed body. It's an international deal. It's separate by itself, exactly what it is. But it does have to be considered a foreign entity. Any way you look at it, that should never have been okayed by anybody in the United States, a foreign entity monitor our elections. Those are our elections, not theirs. That's our job to monitor our elections, nobody else. Why should we be told who to vote for from a goddamn international foreign entity? Not interested. Not for nothing, but no. Where was the Attorney General on that? Oh, that's right. He was part of it, too. Yeah. You see now, Mr. King, Mr. McConnell, Mr. Boehner, Mr. McCain, you see now why it was so important to fight? You see now why it's so important to stand up and say no and never surrender? You see now? Look what we did. We kept allowing this to go on and go on and go on and go on. And now we got a crap storm that is going to be very difficult to stop, but we can stop it. We just need to do it. You've got the American people on your side. I don't think these Republicans in Congress understand that they do have the majority of the American people on their side if they just stand up and goddamn do something. Stand up and actually fight. We know that this president has done far too much illegal activity, both constitutionally and criminally. Damn near every person that has been involved in this administration from its beginning up until now has been involved in some kind of activity that they should not have been involved in. There is plenty of evidence to impeach, and that's exactly what we need to do. The president, the attorney general, and we definitely need to prosecute Hillary Clinton. She needs to be scarred a little bit too. She can't walk away scot-free. We can't just blame Kat Sebelius and Lois Lerner. You want to get Lois Lerner? You want to get immunity? Here's what you do, sweetheart. You spill the beans. You give the evidence at this point to the White House and the Attorney General, because those are the real targets. It's not really Lois Lerner. And then last night, I watched a clip this morning of that stupid Carville. God, I can't stand that guy. What an obnoxious bastard he is. He's got those beady eyes, man. You can't trust a man with beady eyes. He's got beady eyes, and they're skinny eyes, too, which means they're doubly bad. You can't trust him. I don't trust him. I don't trust anything that comes out of his mouth. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Oh, this didn't come to the White House. There's no evidence whatsoever this goes to the White House. Well, nobody brought it up, which tells me that there is a lot of evidence that goes to the White House. So, Lois Lerner, if you want to get immunity, you point to the Attorney General and the White House. You'll get your damn immunity. But see, she's afraid. Well, you know, she wasn't afraid to attack the Tea Party, but now she's afraid to, what, go against the king? What, you think he's going to send a goon squad on you? What is he going to do? Send the Bureau of Land Management down there and sick a dog on you? Throw you to the ground? Taser you? Is that what you're afraid of, sweetie? Well, those are the real targets in that IRS. Those are the real targets of Fast and Furious. Those are the real targets of Benghazi. More than likely, those are the real targets of the NSA. How much more does this administration have to do, Congress, before you stand up? Mr. Boehner, you're the Speaker of the House. You do have the ability. Now is the time. We can't wait anymore. America cannot afford to wait any longer. The poor girl's dying, for Christ's sakes. She needs some CPR. Hello? Mr. Boehner, wake up. My God, start pumping the heart. Start blowing air into her throat. We got to get this girl alive again. She's unconscious. Come on, wake her up. God almighty. The bill, which is one sentence long, reads, any representative of the United Nations appearing without a treaty ratified by the United States Senate stating that the United States can monitor elections in this state shall not monitor elections in this state. Well, I still don't like that. I like the idea that you're saying no. But it should be period. Not one of you sons of bitches are coming in here to monitor one of our elections. Period. There's your goddamn bill. Sign it, Governor, and let's move on. New York struggles to find impartial jurors for an Occupy Wall Street trial. Oh, God. Well, they can't seem to find anybody who's impartial. They all say they want to throw her in jail. I'm involved in Wall Street things. I'm on Wall Street's side, not their side. George Yee, one of the group prospective jurors whose names were plucked from a tambola by the clerk, said under questioning from Judge Ronald Zwiebel, they can protest all they want, but they brainwash my mind. Well, good for these people. Good for New York City. I mean, you would think New York City would be a little, you know, they're kind of crazy. But nobody was really supportive of that Occupy Wall Street, by the way. The only people that were supportive are just, you know, bums that wanted to go hang out. They were pissed off at their parents. They didn't want to get a job, so they had an excuse to just go down there and live and get raped and stabbed, take a bunch of drugs, try to bring back the 60s. This is what I'm talking about. Why people want to live in the past, I don't know. You can't live in the past. Look, there's always going to be racism everywhere, but are there people burning crosses? Are there people burning churches? Are we really doing that? No. No. Black people live in all-white neighborhoods. We got a completely, Deer Park is mixed with all kinds of people we got living here. I got black neighbors. I got white neighbors. I got a Filipino neighbor over here who is cool because I love the Philippines, man. I'm trying to get him to make me some lumpia. I love lumpia. You ever get to the Philippines? Magsaysay Drive. It's not near the same anymore like it used to be. It was the adult Disneyland when you were in the Navy. Those days are gone. We pulled out of the Philippines. Why we pulled our bases out of the Philippines, I'm still pissed. There's no whatever. Now, we don't even have NASA anymore. That's another thing. I didn't like that. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. We were the masters of the space program. But we don't get rid of our space program. Why? That's ridiculous. Why did he do that? So he could pay for Obamacare? Take that money that he was going to give to NASA just to pay for his failed health care bill? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this what this government is doing, the more I find out about this government, the more I simply, I'm amazed. I'm not surprised, but I'm amazed that we got to this point and as quick as we got here. I mean, I didn't realize that this government was as far as it is. But the more I uncover, the more I learn, the more I read, the more I poke my nose into places, the more I'm just absolutely more and more disgusted. I can't believe that we're here, but we are. We can turn the ship around. We just need to do it. That's all we got to do. Just turn it around. Speaking of turning around, we do got to get to turn it around here. Start heading back to port. I don't know if I can, let me see if my, I don't know if my chat room was working or not today. I got something on here. Oh, okay. Here looks something. Looks like we got it. We got Genosis, I guess is who it is. And we got my good friend Vito Esposito. How you doing, Vito? Sorry about the chat room. I forgot to do it today, but, you know, what are you going to do? I want to wish everybody listening, Vito, Genosis is how you pronounce your name. I'm sorry if I didn't get it right. I'm terrible with names anyway. All you that are listening on your smartphones and all that you are going to download this weekend, make sure you have a very happy weekend, a very safe weekend. And if you can get down to Massachusetts or you can get down to San Diego, get down there and voice your opinion. Let the government know who you are. You are an American, and you have the right to voice your opinion. Your opinion, your voice is important. That's democracy. That's who we are. We are Americans. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday morning at 10 a.m.